Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Work is still continuing at the abode de Tenkar. I'm hoping by next weekend, renovations are complete. No plan survives engagement with the enemy. I think no plan survives contractor. The hell? I mean, it's just that we want it to be complete. We're not there yet. So, but in any case, Joe the lawyer called in. He actually left two messages. I'm going to play the first one, comment, and then play the second one. Because I think, although they are both related, and he called them in right after the one after the other, I think they need to be addressed separately. So we're going to go to Joe's first voicemail. Yeah, it's like a lot of voicemails recently. The community is participating. It's a beautiful thing. I'm trying to be a real heavy New Yorker just for the rest of you guys. All right, let's hear Joe.
Hey, man, the lawyer. I know you know, but just so your fans do, by me saying you're the new WikiLeaks guy, Julian Assange of the OSR WikiLeaks, that's actually a compliment. I know we don't want to delve into politics and all that shit, but that's, just no misunderstanding. I'm not busting your chops. That's actually, I like the guy. It's a compliment. So keep him coming. I hope that the Trollor dudes and everybody else agrees to let you talk about that stuff. Looks like I'm going to have to rejoin your Tavern Chat Facebook group. I hate Facebook. As you know, I have a fake account just so I could, look at my nephews and nieces, and my brother posts their pictures and things like that. But so I'll have to rejoin and read some of this stuff. I'm curious. I'll do another post on this just to keep it clean. Hold on, be back.
All right, Joe. So I am basically the Julian Assange of the OSR. Does that mean I don't clean out? I have to clean up after my cat and I skateboard in the halls of the Ecuadorian embassy. I mean, I know I have some strange habits, but I don't know if they go that strange. And I definitely need a haircut. Holy shit. But, yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Listen, I consider myself very blessed. I've had sources for a number of either articles on a blog or podcast episodes that have given me inside baseball on going-ons. And they give such to me because they know I will not reveal who they are. I respect their anonymity. And I'm not trying to blow anything up. I'm just trying to, set history straight, especially in this case. And there's a lot of rumors as to what went on with Castle Zagig and Jürgensburg and the whole, Gary thing with Trollords after he passed. And I'd like to shine a little light on it. Sunlight is what? The best disinfectant, some people say. This is what I am doing. I'm sorry, I'm wrestling with the fucking dog at the moment. She thought the podcast was over when I finished my last thing and started whining. So I had to pick her up. But, I accept that idea that this is kind of like the OSR WikiLeaks going on. I don't have an issue with that. I'm just trying to, bring the truth up. That's all. Now, Joe has a follow-up voicemail, which I think is something that can be touched upon, too. So, without further ado, we move on to Joe.
Hey, man. Part two. We have something, I think it's called a conservatorship out here, where somebody, their mental capabilities that diminish in some way, or, they're unable to take care of themselves and their affairs and finances and every other thing. We have a conservator appointed for them, take care of them. I wonder with her son no longer, I don't know, if that's the case, that they're no longer talking, they don't get along, whatever the case may be, if the reasons are that, somebody's Looney Tunes or something like that, or seems to be, or appears to be. I wonder if that's something that might be a good possibility in this case. certainly solve a lot of issues and might get certain things back on track that were paused or stopped 10 years ago. You know, the troll lords, all that stuff. I don't know. Just thinking about it. Random thoughts. If that's the case, not accusing anybody of being that way, just, you know.
So I had a nice segment recorded, and of course, Chrome crashed. Dun, 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 dun. So I'll try to remember what I said, but I probably won't. In any case, yes, Joe, conservatorship sounds a lot like guardianship in New York State. And I know because when my son's mother passed, I looked into it for Chris. And we wound up getting it for his grandmother. Long story as to why I did not. Basically, Chris felt that grandma needed a reason to live. And since he tried to commit suicide twice at 14, he was probably right. But you also have, you know, power of attorney, which puts a lot of the makes somebody else responsible for things like your money. And I don't know if Gail's ramblings on Facebook are the ramblings of somebody who should have control over things like the Big X trust and the IP. But hey, again, I'm not a mental health professional. Never claimed to be. I cannot diagnose what ailments Gail may or may not have, or if she is, as I've heard conjectured from others, that this is a show, that her Facebook postings are an attempt to mount a defense, that Tom DeSanto is taking advantage of a little old lady who's going senile, and how dare he? And look, I mentioned before, she is not, she has no lawyer. She's representing herself in the Tom DeSanto lawsuit. And as a lawyer, you know what they say about lawyers representing themselves. Well, how about a client that a defendant that is going to represent themselves? They have a fool for a client. But the only person in that family right now who could probably apply for such would be Alex, maybe her sister, Diane, that's her name. But, I don't know. You know, and in the long run, it's only our business because Gail has made a point of making it our business with all her public Facebook shares. I'd rather see a resolution to all this that allows the troll lords to, you know, kick off publishing where they left off with Gary's legacy. And that is Gary's legacy. Or is that Gary's IP? Because Gary's legacy is the games that we play on a daily basis, right? The moment that you pull out your rule book for any role-playing game, God forbid, even storybook games or storytelling games or 4E, dare I say, these are all Gary's legacy. This is all what he brought to us. Dave, too. Don't get me wrong. Aronson was certainly part of it, but Gary's the visionary. Gary's the one that brought it to market. Gary's the one that got the culture out there. And I think that is the legacy that we'll never lose. Sure, we'd like to see more of his creations out there, more of what he was working on, more of what he inspired, but we'll never lose it as long as we are gaming. And it's certainly not what I was talking the first time this got recorded, so maybe the second time was a better one. Go figure that shit out. All right, folks, tomorrow is Mother's Day. If you are a mother, God bless you. Have a happy and healthy. If you have a mother, pass on some good thoughts, good words. Make sure you tell them how much you love them. Or if you don't love them, still tell them how much you love them. Okay? Keep the illusion going. And as always, stay safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.